From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President, Vice President Mike Pence Monday voiced his nation's support for the NATO military alliance with Europe.
Whatever our differences, our two continents share the same heritage, the same values, and above all, the same purpose, to promote peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. And to those objectives, we will remain committed.
Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Pence also said too many European countries do not have a credible plan to increase their defense spending. Pence's remarks received the support of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. In several meetings, Pence vowed that the United States will continue to hold Russia accountable. But Pence also said President Donald Trump has directed a search for ways to find new common ground with Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has in the past advocated.
I think all of us here in this room, all of us in America have generally paid for our gas and oil all along, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
Mattis spoke to reporters as they traveled to Iraq for a visit. It came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of Mosul. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as his new national security advisor.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
Mr. Trump called him a man of tremendous talent and experience. This is VOA News. Russia's longtime UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, died suddenly on Monday in New York. He died just a day before turning 65 years old. The Democratic Republic of Congo is brushing off demands for an independent investigation into the alleged executions of civilians by DRC troops in the Kasai region. Video emerged on social media over the last several days, appearing to show soldiers shooting men and women as they lay on the ground. One of the videos apparently shows children being shot. DRC officials call the videos fake. They say a malicious opposition group edited the pictures in such a way as to make the DRC forces look bad. But the United States and several allies are demanding a more thorough probe. The Mogadishu Ambulance Service says the death toll from Sunday's car bomb blast in Somalia's capital has climbed to 39. Officials say the majority of those killed were civilians. Thousands of protesters rallied nationwide across the U.S. to oppose the Trump administration Monday. They chose the nation's President's Day to stage their Not My President's rallies across the country. The demonstrators supported a long list of progressive causes and protested the Trump administration. Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kang Chol, North Korea's envoy to Kuala Lumpur, called for a joint probe into the death of Kim Jong-nam.
At the moment, we cannot trust the investigation by the Malaysian police, even though its result would be obtained. It only increases the doubt that there would be someone else's hand behind the investigation.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak responded by saying his country has no reason to paint the North Koreans in a bad light and expressed absolute confidence in the objectivity of the investigation. Malaysia's health minister says the autopsy results on Kim could be released as early as Wednesday. Ukrainian officials are warning that a ceasefire that went into effect Monday in eastern Ukraine is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, are supposed to abide by the two-year-old Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. Just hours before the truce was announced, a separatist leader issued military threats, but the chief of a European monitoring mission says there has been a significant reduction in military incidents. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.